This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean, too, as well as around the world via the Internet and streaming on the satellite live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now, wherever they happen to be, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, airborne workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working the Third Watch, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget about those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico. Hello to William and his buddies up there in the northern tundra, plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Special shout out to you and to the Merchant Marine, bringing that much needed gasoline and kerosene and jet fuel back and forth from Texas and Louisiana over here to the Gulf Coast. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and you can also catch us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, here's my question to you. We know that the AP, and we don't need to go any further, the AP debunked Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, and even Bernie Sanders for the false claims that they put out that the president had cut health funds to fight coronavirus and some other little nips that they tossed in there. But the thing I think that makes me the maddest, and I think it's got you upset too, is Jimmy Kimmel. When he mocked Vice President Pence's ability to tackle the coronavirus issue by being the point man for the president's, or the president. Now, and he said, what's his plan? Abstinence? What a jerk.
Well, it clearly is a jerk. But what the Democrat caucus put out day before yesterday, I think it was, a talking point that Trump does not believe in science. And this is a segue from where he is getting us out of the Paris Accord with the climate change. So what they're saying is, yeah, he was, you know, cutting this and cutting that because he doesn't believe in science, which is absolutely false because he actually has been having two-a-day meetings for almost a month, of which, interestingly enough, even Chuck Schumer has attended about the coronavirus. So they're negating to tell you all of that. Then they're saying that Pence is now the coronavirus czar. Well, he's not. He's only a coordinator. He's kind of like the grand marshal of this parade here. So information that comes to the White House on what is happening with coronavirus around the country and around the United States, including what the CDC is doing, including test kits, including treatment, including vaccines and all of the other kind of, it's all got to be funneled because we're getting information from everywhere. So what Trump did was assign Pence to be the coordinator. Now, what is also particularly interesting in all of this that the Democrats are not mentioning is that we have this woman who has, she is in fact a doctor, that she has got a lot of experience with all of this, including she was the global AIDS coordinator, and she is now the chief advisor on the specific virus, and her name is Debbie Birx, B-I-R-X. So if you want to call anybody a czar, she would be that under, if you will, Vice President Pence.
Okay, and that all makes perfect sense to me. And, again, Vice President Pence, of course, was the governor of the state of Indiana when they had the problem that came back to their country from the Ebola issue. They had the HIV issue. They had a number of other issues there. The flu, when we had, 61,000 people die or something like that. And he was at the core of it at the state level in Indiana and did an excellent job as the governor.
Well, and, you know, Pence has also been coordinating with both Schumer and Pelosi about what is going on here and what the plan is moving forward. What is at issue here is in 2004, I think it was, the last factory, I guess you call them factories, in the United States that made any kind of treatment drug, and this particular one happened to be penicillin, closed. Because virtually all of that is done now in China. Now, who do you blame for that? Who do you blame that we're having all of our medications made in China? Well, this is since 2004, so I think I would be challenging the drug companies on why they put all that business offshore. So what Trump is trying to do now is bring some of that back here, especially when it comes to the test kits, because we don't have enough of the test kits. We obviously don't have enough N95 masks here in the United States. I mean, you try and go find an N95 mask and you're not going to get it, including online. And so these are part of the pieces that Pence is trying to coordinate, including coming back and manufacturing whatever medications are administered for the coronavirus and having them produced here in the United States.
All righty, well, hold that thought. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, you know, the Democrats are the gift that keeps on giving, and she's right about China. Why on earth did the drug company send all that stuff offshore? By the way, there are some antivirus shots that are being developed. We'll get into all that in a minute. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our good friends over at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, you can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and on the right tab is a USCCA logo link. And if you click on that link, you're going to see, you'll have the opportunity to not only win the free Gun of Day giveaway, but also to register for the $25,000 cash giveaway by the USCCA to be done sometime after Labor Day. Now, if you don't want to get in on that, then okay, fine. I'll put my name down for the entry. Because $25,000 cash and a free gun too? You got to be kidding me. But that's the USCCA logo link right there on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that link and good luck to you. We want to be talking about you as being a big winner. And if you are, we'll not only announce your name, but we'll invite you to come and sit here and have a chat with us during the segment with Denise Simon. How's that? Alrighty, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Now, Denise, we need to wrap up this coronavirus thing because the people are acting stupid and the mainstream media is feeding the frenzy because they're not trying to do anybody any favors, and the president has stepped up and did get involved early on, and we have been doing the right things, thank God, and it's just not being reported accurately.
Well, I mean, in some places they are reporting it accurately, and then other places they're, like, going off the charts with how they're reporting this thing. And so what they're doing is they're creating anxiety. And anxiety leads to, I don't want to say panic, but, I mean, people are fretful. I mean, they're injecting emotions into all of this. I would suggest that everybody kind of just kind of calm down and think about these things logically. I mean, what we're doing is we're going back and saying, in order to prevent the spread, let's go back to good hygiene, which means be careful what you touch. Businesses need to make sure that they clean stuff, which they, you know, some are good and some are not so good at doing that. You know, be careful what you touch. Go take a look at, you know, that antiseptic or, you know, the sprays like Lysol and whatnot. You know, you may want to buy a couple of cans or two around your own house. I mean, things that you touch all day long, especially at work, you know, are places of business doing those kinds of things. So, I mean, we have to kind of go back to just fundamental hygiene. And I think we've gotten a little lax on some of that.
Yeah, and by the way, hand sanitizer for all you drivers. We talked about it during the driver's, trucker's highway and Bible report. Buy yourself one of those family-sized bottles of hand sanitizer and start using it a lot more. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you have those wipes and whatnot. So, I mean, people just be calm and go about your everyday life, but, you know, be cognizant that, you know, if the world's an uncleanly place, and we need to clean up the mess.
Okay, now, moving along, I got to talk about what was talked about at the AFRICOM press briefing a day or so ago. In the African Sahel region, it appears that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are once again trying to team up their efforts to rise from the ashes, if you will, to push into new areas of Africa and spread their scourge. What are you hearing?
Al-Qaeda was really in, if you want to look at terror groups, they were the ones that were operating in the Sahel region. And so what is happening, they're not teaming up. What is happening now is Islamic State has kind of taken over from what you know, the territories or in the warring factions from Al-Qaeda. So I wouldn't say they're teaming up because they don't like each other. But, yes, we have the Sahel region of Africa, which, by the way, does include, if we go further south, it does include Niger and Burkina Faso. There's Chad. So now this is, if you want to put some blame someplace, and I don't really want to necessarily call it blame, but the one country that has been doing their part rightly, or doing it well, or maybe not so well, since we're talking about it, is France. So Macron has gathered, you know, a summit here in France, and the leadership of Chad and Burkina Faso and Mali and Mauritania and Niger to see what they can do, because they're seeing the rise of ISIS versus Al-Qaeda. So that's really what is happening there.
Okay, now, the other thing that's going on is Joe Biden is not having a very good time right now. not only has he lost three consecutive primaries, Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada, but an Arkansas judge yesterday, circuit judge by the name of Holly Meyer, ordered his son to testify in court in person on this issue with the child support for the baby that he was the father of. Again, this is coming from the Arkansas Democratic Gazette. But Hunter Biden is going to have to appear in person next month in court.
Well, let's not conflate the two, because Hunter doesn't have too much to do with his father on the campaign trail. But what is interesting is the former prosecutor has apparently collected enough information on all things Joe Biden and Burisma that Ukraine has officially opened yet a brand new investigation into all things Joe Biden. So there are two distinct issues here, but I don't know how it's going to transpire or what the procedures are for the investigation in Ukraine, but I would say that the Biden family is not going to have a good time in the days and weeks ahead.
And I received additional information yesterday from two different sources about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn's case. Now, Sidney Powell appeared on a podcast that John Solomon has, the reporter. And on that podcast, she talked about two things. She said, number one, we don't want a pardon. We want an exoneration. Now, I had already heard that when she was in town about 3 weeks ago at the Republican Party meeting last month over there in Hillsborough County. But we also know that the investigation from the people that I'm hearing from, not only Attorney General Barr, but also the U.S. attorney that's investigating this, that they are slowly working their way up the chain of command, if you will, and all things are pointing directly at John Brennan. Now, what are you hearing?
Well, look, When it comes to John Durham, we're not hearing anything. So, you know, the silence there, I think, is golden. That infers that, you know, his work is pretty widespread and, you know, very comprehensive. So I don't think that we can infer anything that we know what he's doing, because I don't think anybody can legitimately say that. Now, when it comes to Flynn, remember that they changed his plea from guilty to not guilty now, that there is a very hard look at what is known as the 302s and what evidence/testimony has been withheld by the FBI. And so as this thing advances, Sidney Powell has said that Flynn actually wants complete exoneration and doesn't want a pardon because he doesn't believe that he's guilty of anything because he was twisted into pleading guilty to save his son. So it's a case that's hardly over yet, and we're going to have to see what part of the FBI / previous people that are perhaps they're still at the Department of Justice are stonewalling this case from going forward, including the judge, I might add. So it is hardly a condition that's finished.
Do you remember the Baltimore mayor during the riots they had after Ferguson that ordered her police to stand down and got into all kinds of trouble? And then we later found out about an investigation about her and some sort of scheme involving some books and whatnot. Well, yesterday she apparently was sentenced to 3 years in jail.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
All righty, here comes the music in my ear. Got to let you go, and we'll talk to you on the weekend show. So have yourself a great day. Stay low and stay warm on the mountaintop up there. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. And I'll be coming right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment, so don't go anywhere. By the way, got some things to talk about there in terms of Africa and what's going on in the African continent with ISIS. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The price of disposable face masks is spiking online as Americans gird for a widening outbreak of the coronavirus. Consumer demand for the medical accessory appears to be surging, even as government officials say healthy individuals do not need to wear the masks. The N95 masks are mostly in demand because they filter out 95% of airborne particles, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control. Amazon is cracking down on instances of price gouging and said they've removed tens of thousands of deals from merchants it accused of overcharging customers. Daniel Goldman, who shot to prominence as a top staff investigator during the House impeachment inquiry, is leaving his post at the House Intelligence Committee. A former federal prosecutor, Goldman was one of about a dozen specialty hires brought in by Chairman Adam Schiff after Democrats took control of the House in 2019. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for your military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Of course, Bo was in the studio yesterday answering your questions, and thank you very much for the great questions you gave him. And he said he had a couple of phone calls after he left the show to go over to go to work, and that's good. And he answered those too. Now, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one that's in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston Metro proper. And then they have another one in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the west side of Tampa Bay, directly across from downtown Tampa in Clearwater. Now, the best part about all of this is you get your choice of where you want to learn to be an aviation maintenance tech. If it's easier for you to be up there in Massachusetts because you're closer to where you live, so be it. If it's easier to come down here to Florida, then so be that too. But you need to go to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And while you're there, take a good long look at what's involved, the 14-month training program, and what the end result is. First of all, you'll start out working a 40-hour week for about $60,000 a year. Now, you can very easily make a lot more money than that, because if by the luck of the draw you wind up working overseas, working for a military contractor, or perhaps working for a foreign government who are begging for aviation maintenance techs, guess what? You can make a three-figure salary right off the bat. Very easy to do. Now, let's also take into consideration that you want to take the tour of the facilities. So, the number to call to do that is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of either the Concord Mass Facility or the Clearwater, Florida campus. Because you are going to find out that it's going to be everything and then some that you expected to see, and you'll get a chance to meet some of the students and see the classrooms and see the things that you get. You don't have to have tools. Tools come with the course. Snap-on tools are very good tools. I've seen them, and they can sell you your own tool kit. But if you got tools, that's fine too. I guess you could use the money that you're going to get for that allowance for something different. How's that? So that's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And also, after you do that, make sure you give them a call to set up an appointment to visit one of the campuses at 800-659-2080. All righty. Now, South Korea and the United States have postponed their annual military drills due to the concerns over the coronavirus. Now, we also know that in South Korea right now, we have the military stepping up their efforts, also in Thailand, during the multinational Cobra Gold exercise. Now, the U.S. military is ramping up medical efforts this year at the annual multinational exercise Cobra Gold in Thailand to safeguard against the spread of the coronavirus. And again, the military is doing their part, and they have been on top of this since day one, because they're involved in things like this all over the world every day of the year, one type of illness or virus or whatever, all around the world. Now, travel to South Korea has been restricted for military and civilians because of the coronavirus scare, and it's being restricted immediately for all service members and civilians who are non-essential due to the growing cases of the coronavirus. Now, in Europe, we're hearing something a little different, because all of a sudden, Russia's submarines are starting to be spotted here, there, and everywhere around Europe. Not only the Mediterranean, but the English Channel, the Norway Sea, the North Sea, out in the Eastern Atlantic, and up towards the North Pole and whatnot. And this is something that's kind of upsetting in a way, because Russian submarines are getting more and more active, and the U.S. isn't always able to keep track of them. So European countries are the ones that are charged with that mission when, in fact, they show up in their backyard. Now, the other thing is, a host of Democrats and one Republican defense leader announced new actions yesterday to fight the Trump administration's move to shift $3.8 billion meant for 17 Navy and Air Force aircraft and other military programs towards the president's border wall project. Well, they keep trying and trying and trying, and they keep getting shot down. So I wonder how many more times it's going to take for them to get shot down before they figure out that their stuff isn't going to work. Speaking of shot down, remember the Pensacola Naval Air Station and the Saudi Arabian student who shot and killed three military personnel there and wounded some others? Remember that? Well, yesterday, Saudi Arabian students resumed their Navy flight training activities nearly 3 months after the massacre at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola by one of their comrades. And they are back and in the mix of things again. They've been vetted a little deeper. There have been some of them that were asked to go back home because of things that were found out about them. And they've also changed the laws when it comes to weapons for non-citizens that are military students. Can't have them, period. Can't have them. Can't buy them legally. Can't get them legally. Can't have them on the base legally. Can't have them off the base legally. Think about that. Think about that. Now, that's the latest going on there. That's the latest going on there. And it is what we say it is. Never should have happened to begin with, in my opinion. But then again, what do I know? And oh, by the way, military tenants will have most of the benefits in a tenant bill of rights by May the 1st, according to a document signed this week by Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and the service secretaries, which was created to ensure access to safe, quality, and well-maintained homes and communities. Something that was needed. Something that was most definitely needed. And in case you haven't heard, U.S. forces are back in Saudi Arabia. About 2,500 Americans are now back at Riyadh, launching F-15s and manning Patriot missile batteries, despite the history of Islamic opposition in that region. And we'll see what happens there, because Saudi Arabia is paying us to be there. That's the understanding that I have. They are paying us to be there. And oh, by the way, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that the United States needs to embrace more critical and emerging technology completely as it aims to continue its edge over the near-peer adversaries, China and Russia. However, we continue to have the clashes with Congress over the U.S.-Mexican border wall, and that's ridiculous because, you know, we can't let these people keep coming into the country and not being responsible and trying to stop them at every turn. The border wall is just one means of doing that. Gives us a much better tool to stop the people from coming in, especially with the coronavirus scare that we've got going on. Now think about that. Apparently with that. And it's about time that the people, the responsible people, and the adults in the room, not the children, that are going, oh, it's not fair to them. People that come here to escape oppression. I don't care. If you can't come here legally, then I don't want you here. And I'll do everything I can, if I find out you're illegal, to get you deported. It's not fair to the ones that are here legally, that paid a lot of money to get here legally, to have the illegals come in here and try to take advantage of, oh gosh, welfare, a roof over their head, food, training and education, job training. No way, Jose. Deport them. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be along with us. Going to ask him about all of this coronavirus stock stuff going on. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I guess Chris Markowski is taking the morning off. He does that once in a while. Either doesn't set his alarm or something happens, but we'll move right along here. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends down at Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, they are located in Sarasota, in the Gulfgate section of Sarasota. And my friend down there, Diana Reason, the licensed optician, wants to remind everybody that they are a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, which is why you, your families, all get a discount on whatever she sells there in the eyeglass shop in the boutique. Now, if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you are active duty military, a veteran, or a first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention with all the hype when it comes to your eyes, you can call them, set up an appointment for your eye exam with the licensed optometrist that will be there, 941-444-7984, and they are located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulfgate section of Sarasota. So, what I want you to do is I want you to give them a call, and by the way, they will meet or beat any advertised price of eyeglasses that you have from any other big box store. So if you got a copy of that ad, bring it along with you and give her a chance to show you what she can do. Now, that's Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Again, their phone number, 941-444-7984. And always remember to tell her the captain sent you. Alrighty, well, on the telephone line, we've got the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, and good morning to you, Mr. Chris.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Now, I'm doing fine. Listen, we got to cut to the chase here. I've had a lot of people call me up last night and say, hey, listen, I want to know from Markowski, what the hell's going on with the stock market? Hey, man, we've lost 10% and all the gains and all that. Well, okay, time out, calm down. I've got an answer, but let me hear what you have to say about this.
Listen, if panic is going to be a strategy when you invest, you shouldn't be investing at all. Sometimes stuff like this happens, and markets get out of control. And we're dealing right now with a lot of algorithmic trading and software trading. These are things that I've talked about extensively that can move the markets very, very quickly in either direction with oftentimes no real rhyme or reason. And when things like this happen, and there's really no rhyme or reason, if people say, well, the coronavirus is the reason, yeah, but this is really exacerbated. It's really gotten out of control. The thing you do is you just step away. You step away, and you wait for everything, the coast to clear, and everything will bounce back, and everything will be fine eventually, just like every other correction will. Don't change your strategy. If you own high-quality companies in your portfolio, you're going to be fine. It's going to be okay. If you invest on a regular basis like you should, putting money away, paying yourself, continue to do so. Don't try to guess when the market is going to turn or when it's going to bottom, because you don't know. Right now, again, the way that this market is structured, once the volatility stops, it can whiplash back in the opposite direction, which I don't necessarily think that that's a great thing either. I'm not a big fan of how this stuff operates. This wouldn't have happened 20, 30 years ago in the same fashion. So if you think that you're able to time it, if you think I'm able to tell or anybody else is able to tell when the selling is going to stop or where it's going to just turn to normalcy, we can't. What you can do is, you know what, the economy is strong, these companies are strong, and everything's going to be fine.
Well, here's what I do know. I know that when it comes to the coronavirus, I know that Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, and Bernie Sanders stood up on that stage, that debate stage, and blatantly lied about the fact that Donald Trump wasn't doing enough, was late to the game, well, he cut funds, and this, that, and the other, and none of that is true. Not one iota of that is true, and it was even debunked by the Associated Press, for God's sake, which is one of the most liberal press organizations in the world. What say you?
Again, that surprised me. Yeah, I caught that too. I don't think that really is having much to do with the stock market. It's more politics than anything else. As these guys are looking to gain whatever edge that they can on any bad scenario. You know, taking a difficult scenario and trying to turn it into an opportunity for themselves is pretty much par for the course. So, listen, that doesn't matter. What we're dealing with right now is just a lot of insanity. The media pumping this thing up to this enormous level. Is the coronavirus a problem? Yeah, it's a problem. It's very infectious, but it's not that deadly. Many people are going to get it, and they're going to just have the flu, go home, go sick, get sick, and then recover and then move on. It's not Ebola. It's not MERS. It's not SARS. It's none of those things. And they're blowing this up to be something that it really isn't. And it's funny. You want to see how out of control it is? There was a poll that was done. I'm not making this up. That's saying that 38% of people will not buy Corona beer now because of the coronavirus. That's how out of control and how crazy people have gotten.
Okay, and Chris, hold the line for a second. We got a caller here. I think I know who it is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sean in Tampa. Hey, Chris.
Go ahead. He can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking. You keep clicking it in and out. Chris, is the morning shorts in the stock market, is the morning buys the green in the market? a lot of people buying short, and then, you know, as the market goes down, they're making a bunch of money. That's what seems to be happening every morning.
Okay, well, let's find out. Okay, Chris, what say you?
When it's the futures market, that's basically what the market, the buys coming in. It's not the short selling that's coming in. What you have right now is you have a lot of options actions, which are derivatives. And what happens is the option dealers and the option traders, when they sell those, they also have to hedge their position as the market drops by selling short shares to protect themselves, which is really exacerbating the moves to the downside. Eventually, at some point in time, there's obviously going to have to be covers in this, which, you know, again, will turn the market little by little. You're going to see a whiplash coming back in the opposite direction. However, it's Friday today. And, you know, I like I said, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of the day, but I know that more than likely you'll probably see another down day today simply because people are not going to want to be long over the weekend for fear of any news coming out.
Pardon me for laughing, but I'm looking at the Dow futures, and I don't really want to accept the Apple card too much, but the Dow futures are down over 2,000 points right now.
Yeah, that's a bit of a, you know, they're bouncing all over the place. They're extraordinarily volatile right now. And like I said, don't pay attention to what it's doing right now. The swings have been extraordinary. So no, I don't think you'll see a 2,000 point drop. That's akin to a crash. Which is a bit of a disconnect, and that'll correct itself.
Yeah, and hey, by the way, I got a great suggestion. How about buying stock? If you want to buy stock in something right now, how about buying stock in one of these laboratories that's developing the vaccine? Hello!
Yeah, some of the biotechnology companies and pharmaceutical companies have been doing quite well. Everything has a drop. Let's be honest, right now, basically you can throw a dart at a lot of these things that have gone down and all these great companies, and eventually you're going to look back 6 months from now and say, boy, I did pretty well on that.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And, Chris, I'm going to go out on a limb right now and tell you that we've had a whole week of this. This is working on our sixth day, I think. So we had a whole week of this since last weekend. And there's going to be some news over the weekend. We're going to hear more about the labs that have come out with the virus. By the way, the one lab that was somewhere in the United States, I forgot where, has come out and asked for special dispensation to start trials right now on actual patients right away, and they've asked for FDA permission to do that.
Was it the firm out of Massachusetts that first came up? One of them already is. They're starting to conduct, well, they're getting into conducting trials right away. There's also other ones around the globe as well. Let's be honest, the virus is going to be gone by the time the vaccine is ready. It's gonna, you're gonna see the whole thing basically get rid of itself. This is a vaccine that they'll probably use next year if the virus pops up again.
Yeah, let me remind everybody that the regular flu killed 80,000 people a year ago. And here comes the music in my ear, Chris. I want you to have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday morning bright and early with a better subject, I hope.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Okay. Thanks very much. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, Sean, you can call me back during the break if you want, and I'll tell you something here. All righty. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Frank Silvato, Managing Editor. Well, here I go. Managing Editor of the Underground USA Podcast. Coming up right after the top of the hour news. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.